How to get started in real estate investing with only $30,000. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris, and this is the show where we teach you how to build passive income and wealth for your family so that you don't have to go to that day job unless you really want to. So today we're going to talk about how to get started with just $30,000, because I think that's kind of a good number where people may have that somewhere accessible,
right,
in some form or fashion, either together or apart. And so we thought, okay, if we only had $30,000 to get started, which was actually what we really did in our real lives, where would we get started, right? So if you haven't already, go back and watch our journey. We talked about how we went from zero to several dozen investment properties. But let's pretend that you're just getting started. You have $30,000. What do you do with it?
So I think the first thing you might want to consider is, well, you want to buy real estate, but you got to buy it right. You have to buy it correctly. Now, we have a lot of different videos here on this channel which teach you about the types of properties to buy, right? And what our team does at Morris Invest is we actually help clients get these types of properties. So, but if you're doing this on your own and you want to do it totally by yourself, that's totally cool. That's not what this channel is about. We want you to go out and be empowered to do it on your own. The types of properties we do are going to be in the 50, 60, 70,000 range. For instance, we just bought three properties that we kept in our personal portfolio. We closed on them about 2 weeks ago. And I think all in, they were about 63, 65,000, the three that we bought, right? So if you had $30,000, how would you buy that kind of a property? Okay. Well, 30,000 does not equal 60. So you're going to have to come up with the balance. So how do you do it? I think the most obvious way to get started is to get some kind of a loan. Now, whether it's with a local bank, whether it's with a hard money lender or a private money lender, there are ways to get loans, non-recourse loans, and our team can help people do that as well. But I think that's probably the most obvious first way to do it, right?
Definitely. So hopefully you already know we don't suggest you buy a property in your own name that you're owning on your own social security number. We teach you how to buy that in various other videos. So you set up some kind of corporation, whether it be an LLC or something like that. And then, yes, you go in search of a property. And once you find a property, then you're going to want to find someone who will lend you the remainder, right? And so I remember when I was working back at CBS back in the day, and I thought, well, I'd like to own some real estate. And then I just started to Google like investment real estate markets. I didn't know where to start.
Right.
I didn't know how to find it. I thought, should I find a realtor? I don't know. I didn't know that there were entire businesses to help you find off-market properties and then become a landlord. And so obviously that's what we do. If you book a call with our team, we help you identify a good market, identify a property, and then work to get you a loan, a non-recourse loan. That means it doesn't fall back on your own personal name, right? It's in the name of your LLC or what have you, right?
Right. And also it's going to be about, you know, 40%, you know, so typically you'd, if you're buying a primary residence, you'd put down 20%, right? That's kind of a normal amount. On a non-recourse loan, you're going to have to come with 40, even 50%. Now on this hypothetical $55,000 home or $60,000 home, $30,000 will get you there, right? And if it's going to produce $900, $1,000 a month in rent, that's great, right? Because now that rent is going to be covering the cost of that loan and the balance, and you've brought half. You've brought half to the table, and now you've got a great property on the backs of somebody else, and you're able to go and start snowballing your process of buying rental real estate.
Exactly right. Another way is to find some kind of line of credit. We've done that.
Oh, I've got one. Yeah. I've got an awesome one. So unsecured credit. Now, we've done a whole show with our team and partners from Fund and Grow. And you've got to check out, if you go to our website at morrisinvest.com/funding, on that page, we will show you a way that you can actually get 0% interest credit cards for your business. Now, what they do is they set up business lines of credit with an LLC, so it's not tied to your personal credit score. And then they will get you a number of credit cards that will allow you to buy real estate. And so we've had so many people use this method. I think they've raised over $35 million for people who watch our channel and others to buy real estate. You could use it to pay off high interest student loan debt and so forth. So a number of ways, and you could get 50, 60, 100. We got $175,000 of unsecured zero interest credit in order to buy real estate. So that's a killer way to do it, right?
Yes, it absolutely is. And so obviously I don't want to continue to own that real estate property in this line of credit, because the line of credit we used had a pretty high interest rate and it was an interest-only loan. Well, that's not going to get me very far. So we got into these awesome properties, these mm-hmm. properties that we just didn't have the cash for right then and there, but we wanted them. And then now we're working to refinance it with a local bank that's in the 5 or 6% interest rates. But since we already own it, it's so much easier to refinance a property that you already own than it is to, say, get a brand new loan on an investment property. Because when you go to a bank and say, I'd like to buy an investment property in this LLC, I'm not going to say it's impossible. It's certainly not, but it's harder.
It's harder. And, you know, the thing with Natalie brings up a great point and is that
I bring up a lot of great points.
Maybe one today, but you bring up a great point today, which is that, you know, you have a skin in the game. And so banks love it when you've already taken ownership of the property. Like you've already put up your 40% or 50%, or you've already taken ownership of it. Maybe you use like the fund and grow method we talked about, and you go through that entire process. And now you've taken ownership of that property. Yes, you don't want to remain in those high interest credit cards or a high interest short-term private money loan where you're going to be paying 11 or 12%. You want to get out of it, right? Within 6 months or so, you want to try to move it and shake it. The bank is going to look at you more favorably if you already have ownership of that property. You already have skin in the game. A refinance is way easier than a brand new loan for a property. Today's episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. You know, I remember growing up, I remember being scared and terrified when we came home one day and the lights were all on in our house and we had been burglarized. And we were dropping our grandmother off at her house in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and came home and boom, the house was all lit up, windows smashed, stolen my mom's jewelry, money out of my little piggy bank. And so that kind of stayed with me. You know, we all have those fears about our personal property and it feels like you're being violated. Well, guess what? That's where SimpliSafe comes in, because there are dozens of words for fear. I'm sure you can think of them all, right? The willies, alarm, panic. But just one for exceptional home security, and that's SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is a home security that knows it feels good to fear less, right? If you can rely on it, then you're going to fear less. This is award-winning 24/7 protection that protects your home through it all, through blizzards, blackouts, and burglars, like the same ones that plagued me as a kid. SimpliSafe has won awards from all the tech experts that count. The Verge calls it the best home security. It's won Reader's Choice from PC Magazine. It's a two-time winner of CNET Editor's Choice and a Wirecutter top pick. SimpliSafe has no contract, no hidden fees, no gotchas, and they always keep prices fair and honest. Thanks to SimpliSafe, fear has no place in a place like home. And I love it. I mean, super simple to set up, super easy to use on your smartphone, and it's such a breeze. You know, you think technology sometimes is complicated. No. SimpliSafe is wicked simple. So try SimpliSafe with free shipping and free returns right now. You'll get a 60-day risk-free trial as well just for listening to this show. Order now and have your home protected within a week. Go to simplisafe.com/investing to get started today. That's simplisafe.com/investing. Be sure to go there so they know we sent you. You have to use that web address, simplisafe.com/investing. Thanks, SimpliSafe.
We've also used these sort of in-between type lender services where it's not like a bank that's regulated by the SEC where you're going to get the lowest interest rates. And it's not like a private money lender, like these hard money lenders that charge between 10 and 12, sometimes 15. I think I've seen even 17%. But there are these banks that are kind of in between. I'm not sure exactly why they're not regulated, like this Lima One Capital. They're not regulated by the SEC because I think they're a pool of investors that mm-hmm. lend to other investors. And so you'll get sort of middle of the road investment rates. Like, we have like 7% interest on a portfolio loan. And so that's pretty good, especially considering those properties cash flowed. We were happy to pay that for the life of that loan. And I didn't feel like it was worth it to refinance that and pay the costs of another refinance. I was fine staying at like 7% versus what the banks are offering on an investment, which is now in the high 4s and 5s.
Well, and if you think about the types of returns that we hope to get on the properties that we do, not only at our company, but on our personal portfolio, you know, we want to be between, you know, 8, 9, and 12% net return on the properties that we do. And that's common across our entire portfolio. So, you know, again, maybe on an upper B-class property, it might be closer to that 8%, which is still better than 7%, which is what you're paying for the loan. And your net worth has increased and you're building up equity and cash flow on the backs of somebody else. But imagine even if the ROI was a little bit higher, 10, 11, 12%, still on the backs of somebody else, other people's money, that's a win-win, right?
Exactly. I mean, let's say you bought a $75,000 property. You only paid in your original $30,000, right? But still on your taxes this year, you're going to depreciate $75,000, even though you didn't pay that, right?
Right. So, and the beauty of that, I mean, she brings up a great point. Another great
again,
point. That's two in
I
one
told
day.
You, I'm full of them.
Won't happen for another month or so. So, you have the $75,000 that you get, right? The beauty is that then you're also building up that equity. So let's say the property appreciates, you know, up to $90,000, and then you refinance it. You pull all of your money back out, or a large percentage of your money back out, and now you're entering the territory of infinite returns, right? An infinite return on your investment, because now you've been able to pull out almost all of your initial $30,000 and roll it into another investment property. That's the beauty of using other people's money when you can.
Exactly.
Yeah. So one little side note about using the fund and grow method. If you go to morrisinvest.com/funding, they've partnered with us. You'll get $500 off your sign up fee, and it's like a few thousand to work with them. You only will pay that if they get you money, meaning they get you the money for your investing. If they can't get you the money, you don't pay them for that, but you'll save $500 off as a little bonus for watching this show. But I should say, we have so many great videos here on the channel that can help you with that, you know, finding great properties, using that $30,000 to go out and take action, to find properties and to start to build your portfolio. I don't care how you do it. You work with us, you do it on your own, great. If you have the time, go out and do it on your own, right?
I suppose so. Yeah. You know, we've also had, this is another way to use $30,000. We have a lot of people who come to us and partner with a friend who has $30,000 too. If you don't have friends, you have $30,000, you need to get some new friends. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, I also really highly suggest local meetup groups. It's a great way to go out and find other investors. Find people who are like-minded and ask, what are the deals around? How are they finding their deals? What kind of cash that they have? We've talked about, we have an episode on the show here about how to partner, how to take title as a partnership. Make sure that you listen to those before you do anything like that. But we've seen a lot of people partner up with other people, with other investors, to great success.
Yeah. And it's a phenomenal point to go to like meetup.com and look for your local real estate meetup groups and to go out there. They usually meet, you know, like once a month in your area. We've had a lot of people who've bought properties through us, who've come to our, you know, who we've talked with, who've said, you know, I listened to your show. I went to a local meetup. I met John. We're now friends. We're now buying our first property together as a partnership LLC. And they're super excited about it. And that's how they started building wealth. They started to build a business together. So listen to that episode. So there are a few great ways to use $30,000 to get started in real estate investing. As you can see, there's no one size fits all approach, but I think all it really does, all it takes is action. So pick one of them, run with it. Start taking action and become a real estate investor, because we believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And by the way, thanks for subscribing. We'll see you next time, everyone.